This news update is being brought to you by Agra Valley Services and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb Region. Agra Valley Services is your provider for better internet and tech support at your home or business. Look to the AVS Tech Team for PC repair, maintenance, and networking services. Hi, good afternoon. I'm Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting and a look at your latest headlines, beginning with a recent alert from the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department Facebook page as they highlighted a resident's close call with a deceptive scheme known as the grandparent scam. Here's how the grandparent scam works. Somebody calls pretending to be one of your family members, like a grandchild or a son, daughter. They ask for money urgently, claiming that they're in trouble, like a car accident or an arrest. With artificial intelligence, these scammers are now able to mimic the voice of your loved ones, making the call sound real and convincing. The best advice for avoiding this type of scam, or any suspicious phone call for that matter, is to hang up immediately. The Sheriff's Department advises calling your family member directly using the known phone number that you have. And if you have caller ID but you don't recognize an incoming phone number, just let it go to voicemail. Scammers often try to bully victims into transferring money through a mobile app payment or wiring money or even getting gift cards or money orders. If you receive a call like this, report it immediately to your local law enforcement. As technology evolves, scammers are finding new ways to deceive people. But by staying cautious and following these tips, you can avoid falling for their tricks and keep yourself and your family out of harm's way. A special Tuscola deputy is credited with quickly finding a missing person. It was about 2:40 a.m. on April the 22nd. It was reported that there was a search for a missing 76-year-old man with health issues that had wandered into a wooded area near his home on Deckerville Road in Ovesta Township. The Michigan State Police Caro Post was the lead department in the search, and Tuscola County Sheriff's Department stepped in to help. Deputy Spencer Coleman and his partner, a canine by the name of Bello, located the subject in the woods. The man was transported to a hospital by MMR ambulance to be checked out. Following this successful location of the missing person, the sheriff's office noted having a canine unit is very valuable when situations call for their need. As a matter of fact, the Sheriff's Department has two canine officers, Bello and Black, and they're going to use them to help other local law enforcement agencies and counties when the need arises as part of a mutual aid. A woman charged with murder after allegedly crashing into a child's birthday party in Monroe County while drunk was released on bond days later. Marcella Chidester, 66 years old, posted bond today, April the 25th, as 2 days after being arraigned on 8 charges, according to court documents. Chidester is accused of driving under the influence and crashing her vehicle through a child's birthday party, killing 2 young siblings and injuring at least 10 other people. Chidester was arraigned on Tuesday on 2 counts of second-degree murder. She was also charged with 2 counts of operating under the influence of liquor, causing death, and 4 counts of operating under the influence of liquor, causing serious injury. A Monroe County judge set Chidester's bond at $1.5 million, which was the amount recommended by the prosecutor's office. The judge said on Tuesday that Chidester may not use alcohol, operate a vehicle, commit any other crimes while on bond, and she's also barred from leaving the state or having any contact with the victims. We'll be right back.
This is Paul from the AVS Tech Team. Is your business too small to have an in-house tech support person, but too complex to manage yourself? Perhaps your home IT person is your teenage neighborhood's kid. If you answer yes to either of these, then the AVS Tech Team is here to help. We're a group of certified experts who can get your tech on track. The first step is to give us a call at 888-282-4943 or visit one of our 3 locations in Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky for free consultation. We'll help you determine the next steps for fixing your technology woes in a cost-effective way. We can also come to you for problems that are too big to carry into the store. There's no reason to put up with touchy technology when you have the AVS Tech Team on your side. Reach out today to see how we can help. 888-282-4943. Or visit our website at avstechteam.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook for special savings.
Want to advance your career? Agri Valley Communications, parent company of the AVS Tech Team, is growing its team. Go to avci.net/careers to learn more.
The Supreme Court seems highly skeptical of Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity from prosecution, but it is highly possible that Trump could still benefit from a lengthy trial delay, possibly beyond November's election. Chief Justice John Roberts was among at least five members on the court today who appeared likely to reject the claim of absolute immunity that would stop the prosecution of Trump on charges he conspired to overturn his 2020 election loss to Joe Biden. But two justices suggested that lower courts might have to sort out the matter, possibly delaying the outcome until after the election. Honda plans to invest $11 billion with the help of a joint venture partner who is looking to build out its electric vehicle efforts in Canada as it prepares for future demand in North America for the automobiles. The company said it has started evaluating the requirements to build an EV plant and separate EV battery plant in Ontario. It has already had two manufacturing plants there that have 4,200 employees. Honda expects to add at least 1,000 more workers for the two new facilities. The man who fatally shot retired NFL star Will Smith after a car crash in 2016 has received a 25-year prison sentence following his January conviction on manslaughter charge. Today's hearing in New Orleans marked the second time 36-year-old Cardell Hayes had faced sentencing in the killing. He was convicted of manslaughter in December 2016 and then later sentenced to 25 years. But the jury vote had been 10-2 and the conviction was later tossed after the Supreme Court outlawed such non-unanimous verdicts. He was freed on bond while awaiting his retrial, but was locked away again after his second conviction in the death of the former New Orleans Saint. This news update was brought to you by Agri Valley Services and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Agri Valley Services is your provider for better internet and tech support at your home or business. Look to the AVS Tech Team for PC repair, maintenance, and networking services. And always make sure if you are looking for the latest Thumb area news to go to thumbnet.net.